Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Ye shall not swear by the name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. That is, thou shalt not, he's giving us the Ten Commandments again here in other words.
Mm-hmm.
For healthy understanding. And that's one. That's one that people struggle with. You know, thou shalt not take the Lord thy God's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And let's read again Leviticus 19, verse 12. And ye shall not swear by the name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Christian, God's last name is not damn.
Yes. Yes.
It's very it's very difficult to hear. You know, society said, we're in the radio business here. Society says, that was the first word that they allowed on the radio and television. Is that right, Jonathan?
Yes, it is.
You know, of all the curse words, we're not going to let any of them, but you know that one there, you put damn after God, yeah, that one will be okay.
Yeah.
So just, it's a spiritual war going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can bring God down to a common everyday slang curse, then what kind of power does he have? You know? It says, you shall not swear by his name. You know? Falsely. Doesn't say you should not. You should not swear by his name falsely.
That's right.
You know? If you know it to be true, and you absolutely, yes, I swear by my God, it's true. You do that falsely, you're in big trouble.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Look at that. You don't even wait all night to pay him. You pay him when the job is done. This, like I said, Ten Commandments here spelled out so that there's no possibility of somebody coming back later and say, I didn't quite understand, thou shalt not steal.
Right.
Thou shalt not covet.
Right.
Thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. Thou shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. You will treat everyone the same.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor. Thou shalt not honor the person of the mighty. And how often do we do that? The guy in the fancy suit and the nice car gets a little better treatment than the guy sitting on the side of the road in a rag.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. You will not be a gossip monger.
Now that makes me, see, that just put me in mind, I don't know why, but in Job where it talks about Satan actually going up and down among, you know, the visitation points and
going
stuff
everywhere.
Like that.
Spreading his influence.
Yeah, showing up.
In and out and up and down and in and out of the earth.
Right.
There's a whole nother segment on that.
Right. And again, I'm not trying to speak about pay grades or anything like that, but it kind of was like, whoa, yeah, because he kind of went up and down from the earth,
yeah,
carrying in enough propaganda and stuff like that to make a third of them fall with him.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, absolutely. That boggles my mind.
Right.
The power of this creature to pull a third of, and see, that was the original rebellion. We're getting a little out of here, but
yeah,
that was the original rebellion. That wasn't even when they came down and copulated with women. It was the original rebellion in the first earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to catch segment one. Yes, this is the at least the second time around. And I showed you right there in the Bible, beginning in Jeremiah, the beginning of the Bible, and then you go from there to Genesis. I showed you right there. This is the, at least the second time around for this earth. It's right in black and white, right there between the lines. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Do not accuse him. That's between him and God. Don't say, yo, I see what you did. You are sinful, you know, so-and-so.
Right.
No. It's between him and God.
That's right.
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Now, what famous person in this Bible put that as one of his commandments?
Yes. Yeshua.
It says, so what shall we do for eternal life? Jesus says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and love thy neighbor as thyself, and you have done all of the commandments.
Yes.
All of them.
He gave everybody the cheat code.
He's going back to the absolute freedom that they had, well, in the garden. You know, don't eat of that tree. Absolutely free. Do whatever you want. Don't eat of that tree. And then when they sinned, there had to be a carnal covering. So he told Abraham over and over, I'll tell you this, you know, follow me with all your heart, circumcise your children. One was to cover the outwardly man, the other was spiritual. And there, here he says, and then Jesus takes this quote here directly from God, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord, ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let the cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mangled seed, neither shall a garment mingled with linen and woolen come upon thee. You put David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, WVFF 97.7. Glad you could join us. Please catch up with us on WVFFradio.com. You can get all of these past episodes and come right up to where we are. Having a lot of fun. Don't be afraid to have fun with God's Word. He is the God of love and joy. All right, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Molech, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do anywise hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family. If you see this man, you see anyone doing this thing, sacrificing their children, and you just, you know, everybody says, oh, it's, you know, don't pay, you know, that's their business.
Right.
It's their business.
I don't judge.
I'm not going to judge. You're guilty then.
Yep.
You're guilty. Because it will spread like a plague in the land. That's what God's telling them. You are responsible for making sure that he is dealt with properly.
Yes, sir. And I believe that comes back, and I'm not going to circle back on this, but same chapter, but verse 15. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor.
That's correct.
Judge so he is telling us
that's correct.
That we are to use our better judgment.
Exactly right. And will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the souls that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord, which sanctify you. For everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He that curseth his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress, shall surely be put to death. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. There we go back to Ham And Noah, that's the exact phrase that is used in Genesis. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. And you thought that he just seen his father naked. And God, just because he seen his father naked and made fun of him, God is going to allow Noah to curse an entire family line for generations to come. This is a sticky one. It's difficult to go into. But the curse was put on them. It said, Noah's son, his offspring would be servants. Servants of servants. Mm-hmm. His offspring moved to Ethiopia. Let me tell you, they turned their skins dark. Okay? I'm just saying there's nothing racist about it. Mm-hmm. If you're a black person today, it doesn't mean anything other than you come from the lines of Ham. Everything in this Bible is God's words. It's not mine.
Right.
Canaan was cursed with that curse because of his father Ham. And it's because of exactly what we've seen here. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Both them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Man also lie with mankind as he hath with a woman. Both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they that were to be wickedness among you. And like I said, they had freedom under the first covenant with Abraham. Follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. Because Jacob took two daughters. One of the patriarchs married his aunt. It was not even a big deal. Mm-hmm. God even orchestrated it. Mm-hmm. But the freedom is gone. Now you will follow the law because you didn't like the freedom. You're going to be in bondage until the day that I send the perfect sacrifice and make it free and easy again. Mm-hmm. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear the iniquity. If a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. You can't lay with a woman during her time of the month. Mm-hmm. God says so right here. And you know what? Medical science says it's not a good idea.
Right.
Okay? So it is a good hygienic thing not to do for the both of you. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his near kin, they shall bear the iniquity. If a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sins, they shall die childless. If a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. He shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. He shall not walk in the manner of the nations which I cast out before you, for any committed of all these things, and therefore I abhor them. I want to go back just a little bit and just look at 23 a little bit. And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nations. Okay, let's go back a little bit further. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land... 21, I'm sorry. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. Back when, before this Levitical law, it was the duty of a brother. If a brother died, it was the duty of the next brother to take the woman. And if that one died, it was the duty of the next brother to take the woman until she had a child. God is changing things up here, and we've seen a lot of problems in the lines of Judah because of what Judah did, and he was not faithful to the statute at the time to give his sons, because the one son died, the next son didn't impregnate the first son's wife, and he died, and then the third son, Judah said, "Oh, this woman's cursed. I ain't gonna give the next one to her," but he promised her he would. And you got to go back to Genesis and catch that
fancy story.
Yes, it is an incredible story.
Yeah.
But there you go. The statute no longer applies. Go back down to 25 now. Leviticus 20:25. "Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beast and unclean fowls and clean, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I am the Lord. I am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. A man also, or a woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them." You do not dabble in the dark arts.
God is not into magic.
No, it's not. All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines. We're in the book of Leviticus here on WVFF 97.7. Leviticus is laborious reading, but we're trying to make it as entertaining and as captivating as possible. Read this Bible over and over and over. I've read it 100 times in its entirety in different passages, hundreds of times. And I tell you what, every time I get in it, I find something new, because God says, "It does my heart good for kings to search out the mysteries in my book." You read this book one time, you don't see anything. You see the black words on the page. Read it dozens and dozens and dozens times through the entirety. And after you've read a passage 100 times, it might open up. One single word might open up. When I was reading, and one word in the book of Genesis opened up an entire realm to me, and then I searched for the things that would support that, and I found them. God says, I made man and female, I made them, and I told them to replenish the earth, not populate the earth, not have babies, replenish the earth, that one word. And then I started to, well, that means men were here already at one time. Yes, it does. Then I found Jeremiah, where the world was torn down and flooded.
And cities were there, but no inhabitants.
Cities were there, no inhabitants. The wildlife was dead, and God had put out the sun. It was dark and void, and darkness covered the face of the void. And then if you turn from there to Genesis 1, and it said the earth was dark and without form, and darkness covered the face.
Yep.
And God said, "Let there be light," for at least the second time. Go back and catch our first episode and be enlightened by single words that have meanings. "And the Lord said unto Moses, speak to the priests and sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall be none be defiled for the dead among his people, but for his kin that is near unto him, that is, for his mother and for his father and for his sons and for his daughters and for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin that is nigh unto him, which hath had no husband, for her may he be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people. To profane himself, they shall not make baldness upon their heads, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh." Baldness is a big thing. You don't want to be bald. But if you stay with us long enough, God's going to tell a couple of his prophets, "Shave your heads."
Yep.
Can you imagine what they thought when he said, "Shave your head"?
The entire life, their entire
Lord,
life.
Lord, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No, you cannot shave my head.
I thought I was doing good here.
Yes. Like, when Israel gets to the point where they are an abomination to God, you know, it's like Hosea, go and marry a whore.
Yep.
You know, because the children have all, they're all whoring, so Lord, I'm your prophet. I don't want to marry a prostitute. That's the one I've picked for you, because I got to prove a point. They shall be holy unto their God and not profane the name of their God, for the offerings of the Lord made by fire and the bread of their God they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy unto God. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offereth the bread of thy God. He shall be holy unto thee, for I, the Lord, which sanctify you, am holy. And the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire. The law had no grace whatsoever.
Very rigid.
If you do this, you will die. If you do that, you will die. And he that is high priest among the brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head, nor rent his clothes, neither shall he go in to his dead body, to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God. But the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. So the priest, even if it's your father and your mother and they die, you will not touch them. Mm-hmm. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or profane, or an harlot. These shall he not take. But he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I am the Lord, do sanctify him. You know, the Lord laid out specifications for every single aspect of life, even the priesthood.
Yes.
You know, how in the world did the Catholic Church ever tell their priests that they were to abstain absolutely and have no wives?
That's kind of where my mind was just at a few minutes ago. It was a question that popped in my head. Because you always see that, the abstinence, yeah. And I understand abstinence before marriage and stuff like that, I get that, but
It was a satanic stumbling block, because in the 3rd century, the church took a walloping.
Right.
With the conventions that they come up with and everything, and they went off course from that point on, and that's Satan's ultimate goal, to infect the church and slightly steer it off course. And then years later, it's way off course, because we all know the Bible says so. A man that cannot overcome the desires needs to take a wife. And there is no place in this book that says the pastor of a church or a priest or a holy man cannot have a wife.
Right.
It tells you what type of wife to take.
Right.
Don't take a whore or a widow or a divorced woman. Take a brand new one.
Yeah.
One still in the wrapper, you know.
Right.
Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I am the Lord, do sanctify him. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations, he hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. Okay, so God says, bring the best of your flocks before me for sacrifice. He also says, if you have of the priesthood line, you have a child who's born with an affliction or a deformity, they are not to be a priest. I want the fittest and the most blemish-free to be my priest. For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach a blind man or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose or anything supplorious, or a man that is broken-footed or broken-handed or crook-backed or a dwarf, or he that hath a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy or scathed, or hath his stones broken. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest shall come nigh to offer the offering of the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish, he shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go into the veil or come nigh unto the altar, because he hath a blemish. So he's not excluded from the line, from the Levitical line, but he is excluded from the duties of service in the tabernacle.
Right.
Because he hath a blemish that he profaneth not my sanctuary, for I am the Lord, do sanctify them. And Moses told it unto Aaron and to his sons and to all the children of Israel. And that cuts us to chapter 22 here in Between the Lines on WVFF 97.7 with David and Jonathan. We're glad you could join us today in God's mighty word. Look at every word. When you read it out loud. Let it go into your own ears. Read it slow. Read it methodically. And God will open up the mysteries in this book to you. You can catch all of our past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Please go back and start at Genesis and pick up. Start at chapter 1 with the first book of Genesis. And catch up with us. We're at Leviticus 22. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.